Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We have to educate President Trump before it's too late. We have to convince the president not to commit seppuku, not to commit political, cultural suicide, and not to destroy the Trump name forever. It will not be synonymous with overcoming adversity as a Trump card. It will be associated with upheaval and disaster. Trump has bet his entire family name on restoring the Republic, and I believe Trump means well and is for real. And on so many fronts, is trying to be a peacemaker, is trying to get our troops home from endless no-win wars, is trying to restore our sovereignty, is trying to make the president again, and not just have it be a rubber stamp of the permanent bureaucracy. And there's no doubt that the president has gotten the establishment enraged and made them show their hand. But if they show their globalist criminal censorship, race war, divide and conquer, pedophile hand, and then we don't rise up and politically, culturally, economically beat them, well, then we have just simply summoned the whirlwind, summoned the hurricane, the typhoon, and allowed ourselves to be destroyed. We didn't summon this fight to lose. We initiated this countdown to win. President Trump has gotten the establishment to come out and openly admit their aims to silence us, to end free speech, to break down the family, to turn the internet into a giant surveillance grid and a huge open-air re-education camp. I'm going to cover that next segment. Well, we don't let them then just normalize all of this and, you know, sit up there and watch Trump send out interesting tweets and he physically and personally overcomes them. But then we ourselves are hung out to dry and thrown to the wolves, thrown overboard. President Trump must stand up for his constituency that's being bullied and attacked and lied about. Not from a position of a victim, but from the position of troops left behind. And President Trump must move against big tech for their racketeering, for their lying to Congress, for their monopolies, for their antitrust behavior. The trust they've set up, the monopolies. And they're working with foreign governments to suppress other foreign populations. And we see the beginning of that with the Hong Kong resolution. But does it matter if Trump's good on 90% of issues, if he's derelict in his duty to stand up against this globalist onslaught, then President Trump is his own worst enemy and is committing political suicide. I want to open the phones up a little bit later in the hour to get your take on this Black Friday of where all this is headed and your view of Trump and what you think he needs to do. But it's truly a love-hate relationship. I know he's for real. I want to see what he does in his second term. I'm really blessed to be persecuted to support Trump. And I'll continue on no matter what. But I want Trump to do the right thing. And I won't sit here silently and do nothing. You know, one of the main pushes when the globalists were able to get some of their moles in the White House was to try to keep InfoWars information and other populist pro-America common sense information from the president. What does that tell you about InfoWars? It tells you the globalists see it as kryptonite to their system. They see it as coffin nails. They see it as silver bullet to a werewolf. That's why we've got to keep it on air. That's why we've got to get it out front. That's why we've got to continue to follow the model of InfoWars in other systems that are set up. When I come back, I'm going to explain why they're so scared of InfoWars and why, in their fear of InfoWars, is the seeds of their destruction. In what they fear and they fight, we learn their weak points. It's so critical. We're going to break it all down on the other side. Whatever you do, remember, you are the light in the dark of the night. You are the answer. InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste, and it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com. That's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
President Trump is committing suicide in front of everyone. President Trump might as well take a double-edged dagger to his carotid arteries and slice his own throat from his left ear to his right ear and watch the large gouts of black red blood spray out onto the floor. Now, I don't wish that to happen to the president, but I'm saying that to be illustrative and to get the president's attention. Remember 3 years ago, 2 years ago, and a year ago, it was all over the news that McMaster, Kelly, Fiona Hill and others were trying to bring in as many Soros people as they could. We were exposing that. And they were desperate to not have Trump get access to our information, to our analysis, because Trump then would go check what we were saying and find out it was true and take action. We said, fire every never-Trumper. Can't believe he didn't check that. Can't believe he believed his own people, like Rince Priebus and others, when he first got in that totally sold the country out. Now, why are they so scared of that? Because it's real advice. It's real research. It's people that study globalists that have top guests, top experts on over the years, insiders who aren't globalists, to give the president something he doesn't have, advice that's real. It's discipline. The average globalist is just a yes man that plays golf all day and drives around on yachts and is just an insider from an Ivy League school. They might work 5 hours a day. And they just know their own little policy area and do what they're told from the CFR. They're very lazy. They're very stupid. We can run circles around them. All I do is read policy papers. All I do is read legislation. All I do is talk to other experts that are patriots. Pentagon, CIA, foreign leaders, engineers, top academics. Hell, you hear and see them here every day. I'm in the game. 18 hours a day while I'm away. Always in the game. I sleep and I think about this stuff. Dedication can run circles around anything. You've got intelligence and you've studied history and you're not afraid, you can do anything as well. It just takes time and focus and energy. And so like a laser beam, we've been burning through the enemy defenses. And we've broken through their defenses on many fronts. And they know we have proven we have the weapons system, the hammer of truth and justice that has tasted their political blood over and over again. And so if you want to know what the New World Order fears, it fears you. It fears highly motivated, focused individuals that are dedicated and know they're right and don't care about being attacked, don't care about being lied about, and just keep fighting. Nothing can stand against that when we've got God on our side, like winds, a spiritual interdimensional wind in our sails. And God will give us any amount of energy and power we can handle in this fight. God will give you unlimited discernment, but can you handle it? I know I can't. And that's why I've just turned myself completely over to God. I've said, you're in control of the control panel. whatever I can take, you're going to do it. And it's amazing. I can every day now see switches being flipped on and everything being prepared and load balanced so that I can handle it and don't go insane, ladies and gentlemen, because the discernment, the clairvoyant abilities that the Bible talks about, all of it is super intense. Can you really handle it, ladies and gentlemen? Can you really handle the full Holy Spirit? Can you really handle the true anointing of God? Can you truly handle it? And I'm not saying I'm some wonderful, great person. I'm an imperfect vessel that this powerful light shines through. And it is awe-inspiring to begin to just look at maybe the edge of God's little toe. That's the archetype of Moses couldn't look at God. He had to look at God through a burning bush because it killed him. You imagine actually looking at God? By looking, that means taking on God, interfacing with God. That's why the Bible says, you know, Moses came down and looked like he'd aged 50 years, stumbling around because of the intensity, ladies and gentlemen, of actually interfacing, downloading, and then God's face moving across like a glacier. The enemy fears the Christ energy. And they had to get us off the air, which they haven't been able to do, thanks to you, ahead of them taking everybody else off. And so they've been incrementally taking a few hundred people off, a few thousand people off, a few hundred thousand, a few million. Now it's hundreds of millions. Now it's going to be everyone. And they're saying, Facebook will not allow you to talk about pro-life, expose any drug companies, glyphosate, GMO, drag queen story time that is pedophilic, perch testing, grooming. They say in their own words, we're here to groom your kids. Pedophilic grooming. Anyone puts that out on Facebook or their Twitter, you're restricted or you're banned. They have to do it. And basically all human activity that's not AI approved is now going to be banned by early next year. It's here. The Chinese Global Social Credit Score. And AP is reporting on a guide that no free speech should be allowed at your Thanksgiving table. You need to instruct conservatives when they come that no speech is allowed that's political. And the moderator is the liberal because they know best. It's actually a big article about it on InfoWars.com with the AP story. And they say that if there will be debate, there's a free speech zone in a bedroom or a room, and then the liberal will take you there. They're the referee. They're the priest. They'll be ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center approved. They even have a guide that's ADL approved. Now at your Thanksgiving dinner, and this is a re-education camp. Your house is now a re-education camp. And these are little control freaks. And then they will tell you, if you want to talk politics, you go to this special room. Twitter users mock AP for peace suggesting designated rooms and moderators for impeachment talk on Thanksgiving. Breitbart. The AP spoke to etiquette coach Elaine Swan in an article titled On the Thanksgiving Menu, Turkey with a Side of Impeachment. Thanksgiving hosts should designate a specific room for all potentially heated political discussions and establish a moderator, according to Los Angeles-based etiquette coach. And it goes on telling you how to do it. They want in your life. They want to tell you how to raise your children. In fact, they say you shouldn't be able to raise your children. They say that when the men dressed as women come to creep out on your children and exchange emails, passcodes, Facebook numbers with them, and phone numbers, you're not to be told that a man came to your school and that your child sat on their lap and that they want to meet with them. That's coming up. So that's why InfoWars has to stay on the air. How many outlets are there that have radio, TV, with radio and TV satellites, have their own studios and their own reporters and crew? Almost no one. The NRA had it. The globalists infiltrated it, almost overthrew it. And so the NRA board has basically silenced everybody. I'm not allowed to get into the details. I'll just leave it at that. But I've confirmed from high-level NRA board members that they're not just allowed to do my show. They're not allowed to do anybody's shows. The NRA has ordered them. That's right. Everyone's being silenced. We had the NRA. Fox News is pretty horrible now, other than a few shows. And InfoWars is there. Drudge Report, you know, is out there. There's Daily Caller, stuff like that. Well, who has multimedia? Us. And as things get worse and worse, and as everyone shut down, last man standing. And we're seeing traffic to InfoWars go up and up and up and up. Because now people are like, oh, that was just Jones got shut down. Now everybody's getting shut down. And others are self-censoring so they won't get shut down, or basically becoming globalists. So there's not rumors of massive censorship coming in December. It's already here. It's logarithmic. It's exponential. And Trump not acting on system-wide, upfront AI, controlling basically what words you can use, what letters in the alphabet are authorized, it's that level, is a total AI takeover of all language and information. The electronic straitjacket's going into place because it was done incrementally, like the frog in the pot. People aren't noticing. Congress is enacting. They failed every test, allowing the censorship, and so all hell is here. But even though Trump's standing down and Congress is standing down, they're geriatric stupor. We're not. We're hitting third dimension rallies, taking over live TV events legally and lawfully. You're doing it as well. Just like we jumped up on stage and said, you know, Bill Clinton's a rapist, do similar stuff, take over the internet.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350-350.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out
about these three things. When did you take out the loan? The year. How much did you borrow? The amount. And what is the interest rate? Percentage. Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
How many times must I tell you, baby? How many bridges I've got to cross? How many times must I explain myself? Or I can talk to the...
Putting Trump into power was only the beginning. Now we have to restore the Republic. Now we have to kick the globalists out. Now we have to realize the communist program that these megabanks use to bring down civilizations and remove it before it's too late. We're going to be joined by E. Michael Jones, who is a world-renowned Catholic historian and Amazon best-selling author, best known for a whole string of amazing books, Culture Wars, .com. One of the books that I have actually read, I'm looking forward to reading the others, is Monsters from the Id. So he looks at the attempted breakdown of civilization and culture and some of the forces that are involved in that and why the massive censorship of the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL, and others that he's been targeted by. He will be joining us coming up in the second hour today. He'll also talk about Sacha Baron Cohen, who said arrest Mark Zuckerberg and the other big tech heads if they don't turn full control of big tech to these leftist organizations. And, of course, they're also calling for myself and others to be fully purged as well. So E. Michael Jones will join us today from CultureWars.com. All of you listening on the Internet or on local radio or TV stations, please tell folks that he's coming on by tweeting about it, by putting it out on Facebook, by putting it out on YouTube, or by word of mouth, or by email or text message. Just don't put InfoWars.com or Alex Jones in the byline. Just say, hey, big guest is coming on to discuss the attempted takedown of civilization and why culture is undermined. Here's the link at band.video and send out the link of the live show today. Band.video or newswars.com/show. Those URLs are not blocked by the censors for now. And so you won't get banned or censored using those links in our experience, newswars.com/show or band.video. So please share those links. It's so pivotal. E. Michael Jones coming up and joining us at the start of the next hour. Then Paul Joseph Watson will be hosting the fourth hour from summit.news. Okay. Getting back to Trump, they'll hit all the other news. We come back from break. President Trump to do all these great things, do all these wonderful things. But if he doesn't get reelected, we allow the Democrats to have people vote in the names of millions of dead people and folks off the voting rolls, which is confirmed. If we allow the massive systemic censorship of all nationalist patriots and Christians and pro-lifers, which is now going on with AI systems that pre-screen and block people up front, and we're allowing the revolution of tyranny to take place, and then Trump just becomes a figurehead to make us feel like somebody's fighting for us while we're being strangled. Kind of like folks in both cells on either side of Epstein said that when they were attacking him and he was fighting for his life, screaming and begging, then they started saying, breathe, Epstein, breathe, as, of course, a joke. So is Trump really got a tourniquet around our necks, strangling us to death, and then saying, breathe, breathe, breathe? I don't think he personally is doing that, but he's definitely got the deep state mad at him. It's a very, very positive point, very, very good point, showing he's for real, that they're so angry and so mad, and their attacks on him are very, very real. He's getting people a lot better in the Supreme Court than Hillary would. He's trying to secure the borders. He got us out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, global government that Hillary helped write and bragged about. He's done so many other good things. He's saying we deserve to have a border, that it's okay to have a nation state. He's challenging MSM lies. He's challenging political correctness. I love it. It's wonderful. So it's kind of like having, you know, your dad or something you love, and he's a great guy, but if he's not taking the medication or something that'll kill him if he doesn't take it, you're mad at dad for not doing the thing he needs to do, like standing up to the censorship, taking action. And why they're paralyzed is because the biggest lobbyists in D.C. now are big tech. They're burrowed into everything. They're spying on everybody. And they've gotten away with murder for 30 years. They can do whatever they want. Illegal spying. They're hooked into the government. They work with the NSA. And there's all those secrets and all those consultants in government and the deep state that also work at big tech and are making millions and millions apiece, in some cases billions apiece. You've got 800,000 plus private intelligence operatives with top level security clearances from all these big think tanks and all these big groups that are interfaced and are getting away with murder and the sell-off of the country. And Trump said no to China and no to the one-sided deals. And now NATO is going to pay part of its share. And so South Korea. Trump's doing a lot of good things, but he's not addressing the jewel in the crown, the suppression of voters, the suppression of the election, the suppression of his voters, and the criminal activity taking place that Professor Epstein has exposed last year and this year. So that's really the most critical point here, is that they're able to suppress what everybody's doing. They're able to suppress the voters at a level never before seen. In fact, we have that two-minute piece that Harrison put together. It's got air raid sirens and drum beats under it. Maybe you guys can find that during the break. I want to air that next segment. We probably aired it 30, 40 times, but it's been months since we aired it. Maybe Owen aired it. I listened to most of the show, but didn't listen to all of it. I had asked him to air it. But where in just 2 minutes he lays out how Google can steal elections by just not sending voter notifications to conservatives, but sending it to liberals. Which they're doing. They're gaming every level at every point. And again, Trump doing nothing has greenlit this whole thing. So if he doesn't take action on that, we're screwed. Now, I'm very, very pleased about what he's doing in Hong Kong. Again, it's all wonderful. It's kind of like, you know, you have a great life and everything's good and you exercise every day and you take care of yourself and then you take a cyanide pill. It's going to kill you. So I'm just saying, please, Trump, don't keep feeding a cyanide. Please do something, do your job, take action, do something, do something, do something, do something, do something, do something, do something. People ask, why is Matt Drudge showing both sides on Trump? I haven't talked to Matt. He's very reclusive, and I get why. Hell, I wish I was. I wish I'd have gone on that same path. But Drudge has told us why he's mad 6 months ago when he would put up videos where I'd say, Trump, why are you committing political suicide? Why aren't you fighting the censorship? Why the hell are you supporting red flag laws? He backed off. Why are you not doing anything about all of this? Why are you not indicting the deep state? Why? Because if I'm getting massively harassed and persecuted, and I'm sitting there taking it because we're in a war, imagine what it's like for everybody else getting persecuted. You know, I'd imagine if they've run dirty tricks against me and all sorts of stuff behind the scenes and fake private investigators and New York Times and Washington Post reporters camped out in Austin for years and trying to pay people to make stuff up. I could imagine being a Tucker Carlson is not very fun. I could imagine being a Matt Drudge isn't very fun. I could imagine being a Sean Hannity is not very fun. I could imagine being a Rush Limbaugh is not very fun. I could imagine if you're just loyal to America and care about what's happening and care about the president, that you're being persecuted. Well, Mr. President, we need to hear solidarity from you. We need to hear that you understand what's happening. And we need to see some damn action. Because it's serious, and they're going to steal the election from you, and I don't want that to happen. Because they're not just going to leave you alone once they steal the election. You know you can't resign. They want to destroy the image of Trump and a populist and a nationalist, and they're never going to stop. They're going to get your family. They're going to get everybody. And if your family's dumb enough to believe they're not going to get destroyed, if you get destroyed, they're idiots. And I don't think they are.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that Without you, we won't be on the air. And I spent a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalists this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, but stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jones, you know, it's got to be a bummer for people like Professor Epstein to have the name Epstein, which is a pretty common name, and then be associated with Jeffrey Epstein. But he's a great guy, a great professor, and has absolutely documented how the election fraud, how the voter suppression really is what it is going on by Google, by design, everything the left claims that they're trying to stop. And so that's why I'm harping on this. I've got so much amazing news. It's very important. I'm going to get to it right now. It's just that this is an organized event. And you have the heads of Google.
in a video conference going out to the entire Google employee system the day after Hillary lost on November 9th, 2016, saying, we're never going to allow this to happen again. And then you've got all the internal videos by Veritas, the smoking guns, the lying to Congress, the everything. And Google and Apple are helping suppress the Chinese people at levels as big as World War II. I mean, this is Nazi-level stuff. And there's not a damn thing heard out of them because Tim Cook literally talks like a Nelly. And I don't care that Tim Cook's gay, but there's this thing where if the guy's super skinny and like, oh, hi, oh, I'm liberal, it's like, oh, that's okay then. That you have factories that have suicide nets around them. But again, the left is expert at acting non-threatening. If Tim Cook was in a black uniform, he would be in prison. But because Tim Cook looks like, you know, again, that he's an interior decorator or something, because he acts like a flaming interior decorator, it's okay that he runs death camps, basically. And he's really pissed at me for pointing that out. But man, dude, I don't care if you're heterosexual or homosexual. You're a freaking tyrant. And you're bulldozing our free speech. And I want your ass in prison. You know, Sacha Baron Cohen wants big tech in jail if they don't censor everybody. He talks about Mark Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg just hasn't given control over to the ADL. You know who has? Tim Cook. And he got their Torch of Liberty Award for censoring me. And how it's holy, he said. I played the clip last week. He actually says it's holy, but it's sacred, which is the same thing as holy. That it's sacred to do what's right and take him off the air. Why? Because I'm going to point out how freaking dangerous you are, dude. The left walks up to me in the streets of America and they go, you Russian agent, you piece of trash. You're going to prison. Or they go, how dare you say that about Sandy Hook and hurt people's feelings? And I go, I barely ever talked about that. You're the people that hype it up constantly. But yeah, I question events because the government lies so much about things. And I'm proud that I've questioned things. And I'm sorry that we have to question things we've been lied to so much that sometimes we're wrong and it hurts people's feelings. But that's the way it is. And I looked at the very person that last confronted me about that this week, actually on Tuesday, to my face. And I went, you know, just like Syria and the chemical weapons attack really being launched by the white helmets. And they went, oh, that's it. I'm so sick of you. You need to be arrested. And I went, no, it's declassified. It's come out that the last four chemical attacks were not launched by the rebels. Obama puts a red line, says if there's a chemical attack, we're going to invade. The rebels do it to get us to invade. Person was just cussing at me and saying, leave me alone. They'll always come over and get in my face. And then as soon as I go, hey, let's talk, they start calling me names, Russian agent, Sandy Hook, Ukraine, white supremacist, and then I go, listen, I'm a human. I want to be able to break through to you. I care. What about the fake WMDs? And they won't listen. They begin cussing and then say, get away. You've seen it on video. It's like I'm a TV show. It's like I'm Homeland character who's supposedly based on me, you know, this criminal liar. I'm the opposite. But again, they project that onto me. And then I'm not supposed to talk back. I'm just supposed to sit there, and I'm supposed to just take it. And again, I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. I don't tell you the bad things happening to me because I'm a victim. I'm telling you because how I've been attacked is the blueprint on how to beat them. They don't want standalone, independent multimedia. We're basically it. You know how many chills I just got saying that? I don't take any pleasure being the only thing like us. Do you understand how much danger we're in because of that? I want to be made obsolete. I pray to that every night. I want to see other talk show hosts. I want to see other multimedia that's pro-America, pro-freedom, pro-human. And I want to be made obsolete. I don't want to work 18 hours a day. But I'm not exhausted. It's the opposite. I am literally overcome and basically possessed with resistance in a good way. But I just want to beat these people. And I can't do it without you. I need you to really get aggressive spreading the word about NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com and Van.Video. I need businesses to run ads for us. I need you just to take action. Put it on the side of your barn. Pay for an airplane to tow InfoWars.com behind it. Start your own website. Start your own website and scrape InfoWars. It's fully authorized. And we should put a code out where everybody can actually grab our site and syndicate it easier. You just take everything we do. It's free to air. You put it out under a new URL. They won't be able to stop it as easy. Here's what I'm trying to get at. The fact that they want us shut down shows their weak point. They don't want the president getting good intel. It shows how weak they are, how easy they are to beat. Their global authoritarianism is illegitimate, but it has to operate unopposed. So if you simply third dimensionally speak out, get involved, don't back down, you're going to win. They know that. That's why they beta tested on me in the last few years. Then they moved on to nationalists and patriots. Now they're moving on to everybody. The total AI control can do this. You don't need millions of moderators to control billions of people. AI watching in live time can do it, and it's going to get better doing it. That's why it's got to be outlawed, folks. And it can be done. We need moratoriums now. This is the takeover. It's not coming. The AI takeover isn't coming. The censorship singularity, you heard that here first, is now. The singularity just means it's ubiquitous, it's total, it's maximum, it's omnipresent. And within their sandboxes, that are 96% of the internet, is the big six tech companies. They have basically omnipotent control. Do you understand what that means? You must exercise speech now as a prime imperative. We'll come back and play the clip of the professor breaking this down, but again, I say it, if we don't have a rapid awakening in Congress, a rapid awakening with the president, if we don't slap ourselves in the face, you know, say, wake up, put some cold water on our head, do an ice bucket challenge, whatever the hell you want. If we don't do that and get serious, we're going to lose it all. You understand? They're already putting cancer viruses in all the vaccines. They're already killing you. Most of us are already walking dead. We're losing years off our life expectancy basically every year now. You understand how that compounds? People are going to be dying at 50 in just a few years on average. You know, your kids are all going to die. Everybody's going to die. You understand? They've already killed us. We've got to reverse this now because they're exponentially escalating the soft kill right now. We're entering the frog point when the water gets so hot that if he doesn't jump out now, he passes out and dies. We're passing out right now. Wake up. Man, if I had to cut my fingers off to get your attention, I'd do it. You understand that? I'm serious, folks. People say, why are you willing to die for this? Because it's death for everybody. The only way out of this is saying no. The only way out of it is having an epiphany and admitting they're this evil. I know you aren't like that, so you can't believe it. I understand that. But now it's all out in the open, and you better find your humanity, and you better find God's strength, and you better find out ways to get this out, or we're going to lose everything. Do you understand me? I'm not going to stand by and watch my children committed to being slow killed and poisoned. And I swear to God, to all the globalists, if we don't fix this peacefully and you pieces of demonic filth continue to win, you will be held as accountable, and you know it. I swear to God, on the altar of God, that everyone needs to pray for your destruction and your downfall and you to be punished for serving evil and what you've done. The children need us, and the children demand and cry out to God for justice. And we.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
A lot, but not enough, because Trump's finally starting to get it as soon as they started blocking Republican political ads. All the Democrats simply run all their ads under a different name. If he doesn't act now, it doesn't matter whether he's compromised or not. It's the same effect. So we got to put maximum heat on the White House. The globalists are scared of that because the president does listen. Everybody should just travel and just bullhorn Mar-a-Lago whenever he's there. Bullhorn the White House. Whatever it takes, and say, act against the damn censorship now. We've only got 344 days to the election. We've only got really a month or two for him to take action, or it's all over. And I'm not trying to be doom and gloom. I think we all agree, we all know that, and it's just outrageous. It's a lot bigger than political censorship. It's the AI takeover is here. Here's Professor Robert Rosenstein, Robert Epstein, breaking this down. Here it is.
Google's manipulation of votes gave at least 2.6 million additional votes to Hillary Clinton in the year 2016. Is that correct?
2.6 million is a rock bottom minimum.
The range is between 2.6 and 10.4 million votes, depending on how aggressive they were in using the techniques that I've been studying. They control these, and no one can counteract them. These are not competitive. These are tools that they have at their disposal exclusively.
Your testimony is that Google is, through bias in search results, manipulating voters in a way they're not aware of.
On a massive scale, in 2020, if all these companies are supporting the same candidate, there are 15 million votes on the line that can be shifted without people's knowledge and without leaving a paper trail for authorities to trace. Without monitoring systems in place, we'll never know what these companies are doing. And in 2020, you can bet that all...
Do we have the one with air raid sirens? Get ready, I'm there again.
Here we go.
Most any effects I've ever seen in the behavioral sciences, and I've been in the behavioral sciences for almost 40 years.
A handful of Silicon Valley billionaires and giant corporations are able to spend millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars collectively, massively influencing the results of elections.
Senator, with respect, I must correct you.
Please.
If Mark Zuckerberg chooses to send out a go vote reminder just to Democrats on Election Day, that doesn't cost him a dime.
Now, we made a little mistake today, but it's very illustrative, and so it's a good thing. We're going to make lemonade out of lemons here. Back when one of our great crew members, great reporters Harrison Smith, put together that report 6-7 months ago, I said, you know, why is it kind of happy, comfortable music, like I'm walking through a park or something? Why don't we put air raid sirens and drum beats to it? Because this is globalists marching to steal our birthright, to steal our election, and literally enslave us and take our speech. I want drum beats and air raid sirens put to it. And they did then put drum beats and air raid sirens to it. And it went viral and got millions of views. We should probably have somebody put that back out on Twitter or Facebook. But they'll probably call it election meddling to have a computer scientist and psychologist, expose that. You know, congressional testimony can't see that. That's fake news. They're actually starting to do that at Facebook. But it's so important. So at the end of the next hour, after our guest leaves us, I'm going to air the one with the air raid sirens. Because that gives you the earnestness. You know, in the past, armies came in ships, and they came in armored vehicles, and they came in airplanes and helicopters. And boy, if you saw that, you'd get motivated. But when it comes with computers and, non-threatening, effeminate-sounding men, they're not like that behind the scenes, folks. They're smart. They're camouflaged. They know what they're doing. And that goes back to the whole British aristocracy would talk in effeminate voices and be very polite. That was so they'd notice normal people they got in their midst. They wouldn't let you get near them. But they need to pull their sword out and chop you up. Believe me, they do it very quickly with a big demonic smile on their face. And they wouldn't be talking in the little, tart voice anymore. The little candy-ass voice anymore. And I'm telling you that it's the same facade, the same people. Behind the scenes, they're just like, I mean, believe me, I've seen some of them. And as soon as people start realizing, people running things are, I mean, you see at pedo story time when they get your kids, they're going, and that, you have to understand, that's their face. I make that face. You know, Stelter does it in public, so do others. Stelter will be sitting there on the red carpet, and he loves to be worshipped. He'll suddenly just go, I mean, because that, you have to understand, that's who they are. Look at Jimmy Savile and Prince Charles. You know, Prince Andrew's being thrown out. He's all in trouble, blah, 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 for a 17-year-old girl, which he should get in trouble for. She was really 14 when it started. But they're doing that to make it all about him, to cover up that his best buddy was a pedophile and actually, again, would torture the hell out of kids and bring children to Prince Charles, who's going to be the King of England. So let's get into that right now. Teacher who supported drag queen visiting school says parents shouldn't have final say, close quote, in raising their children. Some of you, this is a quote, don't know what is best for your kids. aren't going to tell you that a full-grown man's coming, dressed as a woman, to have your kids sit in their laps and then exchange contact information without you knowing with them. I mean, if your daughter's 17, hadn't moved out of the house, and some 40-year-old dude showed up at the school and gave his number to her, you'd go, listen, buddy, she ain't 18. Stay away from my daughter, you creep. But when it's a 40-year-old man dressed as a woman, in a lot of cases, these people are convicted pedophiles. In Houston and other areas, there's been cases. And they get up on TV and say, we're here to groom your kids dressed up like clowns. It's so over the top, and the school's condoning it. Oh, it's the authority, people give in. The Texas principal has defended this. Just like in Colorado, they have them unannounced access on career day with elementary students. And you can look at the statistics. The average third grader has a cell phone. By middle school, it's over 80%. And by high school, it's over 90% have phones. And so, hey, how you doing? Ha, ha. Let me give you my number, cupcake. I want to give me out of yours. And they make feeding faces. I'm here with your children. Satan's very friendly. And again, it's all in your face, all out in the open. They're taking over every major institution. And this is what goes on, ladies and gentlemen, in America and in the world. Meanwhile, Merkel says criticizing it should be made illegal and they have to ban speech to protect freedom. That's a quote, Infowars.com. But don't worry. Remember last election, all the fake news, it wasn't us. We might have gotten like 5 stories wrong out of thousands. We admitted it when we did. They went, oh, look, he admits it's fake. No, we correct things when we're wrong. Remember that? Former Obama operatives creating fake news sites to help Democrats win election. And they've got all these dozens and dozens of fake sites that put out fake headlines. Trump cutting veterans benefits. Trump actually increased them. Trump, you know, killing kids in cages. Not true. And Facebook, Twitter, and all them. Oh, the ADL isn't worried about that. They're all for it. And again, all these Democrats are doing is what MSM already does. All these fake news sites to put out fake info, but none of that's electioneering. They're all allowed to do it. Remember Universal Pictures, Chi-Com funded? Remember last election 4 years ago? They got caught running hundreds of fake sites putting out incredible fake news as well that leftists see and then believe. We're going to go to break, come back with our special guest, and more. Ladies and gentlemen, tell your friends and family to tune in because this is the most banned broadcast in the world. And don't forget, store-wide free shipping. Triple Patriot points, that's 15% off of your next order. Never done that before. 50% off, 70% off. Everything is being sold at cost or very close to it. We need to fund our operation. Please support us. Please take action. Please get DNA Force Plus with the free bottle of Brain Force Plus right now. 50% off with the free bottle. You can't beat that deal. Krill Oil is back in stock. Vitamin Real Fusion is back in stock. Dazzo Beach is back in stock. A bunch of stuff that's been sold out is back in stock, but I'm going to tell you, get a bottle of X2 and X3, get a bottle free of Brain Force Plus, our amazing nootropic. Turbo Force is amazing. The protein bars are really high quality. The best quality you're going to find at that price anywhere. These are really good. No filler. Infowarsstore.com. Take action. Bet on your own freedom. Bet on your own future. We are in your hands. You are in our hands. This is a symbiotic 360 win. Get products you need. Continue this operation in the future. They got all these plans to shut us down. You spend enough money with us, which we're not getting right now, quite frankly. Need extra. I've got a lot of projects going people don't know about. I've got some other projects. They're not going to shut us down ever. But I need the capital. The future of this operation depends on you. Take action now. Infowarsstore.com. Sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off, so you don't forget about supporting us in the future. Be right back. Stay with us.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.